We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, a couple updates for you guys. We were supposed to talk to the legendary Joey Chestnut coming up this hour, but he stiffed us last minute. And now he's apparently going to call us Thursday, two sleeps before the hot dog eating contest. Leroy's probably thrilled. He didn't want to talk to his ass anyway. Dude eats hot dogs for a living.
Yeah. it's the biggest sporting event this weekend, guys.
Robbie, how much have you looked into the action on the hot dog eating contest this weekend?
Oh, boy.
Just wait till the main event is 7. There's over-unders on how many hot dogs are going to go down. I'm wondering, because they're going to be in an air-conditioned room. They're not going to be outside with the hot sun and the big crowd. It's going to be different. I wonder how, if you're sitting back, relaxing, and air-conditioning, you might not eat as many hot dogs. And they might go cold.
Have you guys seen the video?
Dude, if you're dipping a bun in water...
Ugh.
The cold part of it is second fiddle.
Yeah, but I'm saying on hot dog 72 might not taste as good as, hot dog 72 if you're outside in the hot sun.
If you're dipping the bun in water, do any of them have taste?
Yeah.
Feel bad for the guys who have to cook the hot dogs all roaded up because they got to have the gloves on. It's got to be very unpleasant to cook hot dogs in that manner. Do they grill the hot dogs or do they do a boil? Got to be grilled, right?
I boil mine and then grill them for the finest. Yeah.
Huh.
You just throw them on the grill?
Straight up grill. Yeah, I've never even thought about that.
I boil them and then grill them. Let them get fat.
Hmm.
But I only get those.
Those plump ones.
The all beef ones. The Jewish ones. Hebrew National. Yo, yep. Those are delicious.
By the way, Joey Chestnut is favored by 15 and a half hot dogs over the second place finisher.
Who is that, Stoney?
It could be any second place finisher, but yeah, Stoney is usually the one guy who gives him competition. In fact, Stoney won it a couple years ago.
He beat Joey Chestnut?
Yeah, I think in 2015 he shocked Joey Chestnut, and then he hasn't lost again since.
Joey Chestnut, fat cat syndrome.
It's weird. Dad, do you have a professional eating contest and no fat people ever win it?
I know. It's a struggle.
73 and a half is the number this year. That's the over-under for the hot
dog. What's the record?
Chestnut, I think he has 74. I think 74 is Chestnut's record.
So it's just literally where they are right now. It's physically impossible to get that many hot dogs in your belly for that long period of time.
There's got to be a breaking point.
73. I mean, because he's the only one that's really gotten close to that. So just imagine, right? Just imagine how much farther he could go. You just can't.
You don't think that shouldn't Joey Chestnut at this point race animals?
I'm more than sure. If you eating 73 hot dogs, dude, you ain't doing no running.
No. I'm saying should he do eating competitions against animals?
Can't.
Like a hippo.
No chance. Look, I have a little puppy right now that everything that's loose, he tries to eat.
And if Michael Phelps can CGI race a shark, he could have Joey Chestnut do an eat-off against an animal.
I think so. I think he should go out, see who could eat more steak, a tiger or Joey Chestnut.
Tiger. Really? What about the snakes that swallow an animal whole? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, but they take their time doing that. They don't just do it all in one shot.
There's a new state record for python.
What is it, 17 feet?
17 plus feet. So our boy Dusty Crumb, he's got a lot of making up to do because that's Python Cowboy's kicking his ass.
Well,
I got to tell you, could you imagine driving wherever you're driving and coming across a 17-foot snake?
Yeah, I'd imagine after crapping my pants.
Oh, my goodness. How would you?
So scary.
You scream like your wife?
I'd just get the hell out of there. I'm just, no. Like, if I just came across, you're dead. You're dead.
No, you're not.
If you have no weapons?
In most cases, those animals don't want nothing to do with you either.
Yeah, well, what if you step on it?
Dude, if you step on a 17-foot snake, you deserve to get eight.
Oh, okay. You could tell. You know where all the snakes are. You know, this is why I know you don't watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
They're hiding
in the water. You can't see them.
My ass ain't going to walk around in the marsh.
What other scenario will we be in a place where you would find a 17-foot snake? You think that there's just one roaming Davy?
I mean, when you have the hurricanes, right? When they had the hurricanes and the floods, they had some big old water moccasins just in Weston.
Let's get the headlines, Robbie. What do you got?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fuels Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient.
So by the way, I went into an Orion's. There's one not too far from my house. I went by. I always hear the Orion. I went in there. Tell you what. Nice little setup in there.
You like it?
Yeah. They got the nice little thing for the drinks and stuff. You know, the nice coolers. You know, you like the big glass coolers behind the wall. They got a little beer section. They got a nice little, every nice gas station has the little Cuban section where, you know, they make the little pastelitos and stuff for you. Croquetas. Still haven't had a croqueta yet.
Yeah, you got to get in there, man.
Yeah, but I was like, wow, okay, nice.
Well, they're convenient. Truly steps beyond convenient.
Thanks, Robbie.
What do you got, Robbie?
You know, I saw a raccoon for the first time in 5 years the other day in this spot that I've been hunting in. That was one of the happiest moments of my life. And it's like, yes, maybe we are making a difference.
Sorry, I love that.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you one thing. I know I got no pythons around my house because there's tons of raccoons.
Oh, I got all kinds of wildlife roaming back here.
It's the jungle, man.
Yep. Back in them woods, I'm telling you, at night, I hear the rustling. Sometimes I got to get out the jacuzzi. Yep.
So, Tobin, apparently, Pat Riley gifted Chris Bosh the championship ring from 2006 when he was trying to lure him as a free agent, and he told and he told him to give it back to him when Bosh has rings of his own, and then Bosh went to give the ring back to Pat Riley, and Pat Riley like forgot about it. He's like, wait, what ring? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we call that. I got a feeling that Riley's got himself recruiting rings that he just puts out there because you know LeBron got a ring too. And Chris Bosh, because I've seen Riley wear the 06 ring. All right, it's not his 06 ring. Everybody's out here like, oh, Riley gave him the 06 ring. It's like, no, he didn't. He gave him the Cruton ring.
First of all, what does that tell you about a man that's up to shenanigans and don't even remember his shenanigans?
Too cool for school, man.
No, that's not.
Yes, it is.
That's not.
What?
What?
It's like Jeter and the gift baskets.
Didn't even remember?
Let's be honest. Hey, doesn't every free agent... Doesn't every free agent, if you're having a meeting with Riles, every free agent wants the velvet bag trick?
Oh!
Every one of them.
All right.
When Giannis goes to meet with Pat Riley, velvet bag trick. When Oladipo goes to meet with Pat Riley, velvet bag. It's like, it'd be like going to see Siegfried and Roy and there's no Tigers.
Hey, question. Have the Heat gotten to the point where it sells itself?
Yeah, but it's not the point. Like, you're going to have a meeting with the Don. Like, if you go to a meeting with the Godfather, you go, "Oh, I'll make him offer he can't refuse." You want him to say that. You want him to do the line. So when Pat Riley goes, you want him to give you the card. You want him to do the velvet bag trick.
So if Giannis comes to a meeting.
Yep.
He says to Pat Riley, "Do that thing."
Yeah, do the trick.
And Riley does it.
Riley knows.
No!
Riley knows.
No way! He's too cool for that! You don't tell me! Don't tell Heat Culture! What? No!
Riley goes like this. He goes... And then Dan Craig brings him the velvet bag.
Why does it gotta be Dan Craig?
I don't know.
You know, Dan Craig is gonna be a head coach someday. And you just made him seem like he's like... Yeah. Why don't you just ring a bell? Like, really?
Chris Quinn.
Dan Craig is going to be a head coach because guess what? Juwan is a head coach.
Okay, so what? Back in the day, Spo used to get the velvet bags when he was trying to recruit Tracy McGrady.
Yeah. Look at what Scott Pioli and Eric Mangini did for the Browns.
Yep. I guess back in the T-Mac days, he wasn't putting Heat rings, though. It would have to be Lakers rings. Although, according to, I think it was Jackie McMullen, he lost his Lakers rings.
No chance.
Well, the 06 ring was worth more than all the Lakers rings, according to Pat Riley. He would trade all the Lakers rings for that 06 ring.
Of course.
Who was he talking to, Jax?
Oh, how dare you, sir? How dare you? How dare you? Riley values the Heat more than the Lakers.
No.
He does. This is his creation.
Wait. Long before the Big Three, if you said Pat Riley... Showtime Lakers.
Of course. Not anymore.
Oh, no. We're talking about before the Big Three, though.
Get out of here.
All these conversations the Big Three. You're telling me that Pat Riley's claim to fame is Showtime Lakers. There is no...
Not anymore.
The only reason why... is the people that remember Showtime Lakers are old. Other than that, if you say Pat Riley, Showtime Lakers, telling you, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
No, you stop being a homer. You know
I'm not being a homer.
Okay, let me ask you something. Phil Jackson. When I say Phil Jackson.
Bulls.
Okay.
Bulls.
Exactly. He won championships with the Lakers, though.
Everybody wins championships with the Lakers. That's why it's not special.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, one day, they're going to think of Derek Jeter as running the Marlins, not as the Yankee shortstop. That's going to happen.
What? No way.
Yep. That's going to happen one day. One day, Derek Jeter is going to be the Pat Riley of the Miami Marlins, and he's going to be more synonymous with running the Miami Marlins and bringing them to the top than he is being a Yankee shortstop.
I remember Pat Riley for a couple of
that's what I like to hear. You put the Yankees legacy behind because the only thing he cares about now is getting back to where the fish were when they kicked his ass back in the 2003 World Series. He's going to care about the rings that he gets with the fish much more than he was as a player, because as a player, you're marginalized, you're one of nine. But there's only one CEO of the Miami Marlins, and that is the owner, the boss man, Cheats. No further questions, Mean Gene, and the Sherminator, of course, too. Respect the Bruce.
You are out of your mind.
So you tell me if I put a poll out right now, and I ask...
In Miami Heat country?
What?
Oh, my goodness.
All I could do. That's all I could do.
Right, I got a way you could split the Miami Heat. You put a poll out. You have three options. Number one, what do you think of Pat Riley? Do you think of A, Showtime Lakers, B, Big Three with the Miami Heat, or C, lowballing Dwayne Wade?
Oh, see, now
that means we all have some input.
First of all, I don't like the fact that you guys marginalized him to Big Three Heat. I credit him for crafting all of the greatness of the Miami Heat. Him and Dwayne Wade.
You want to put losing to the Knicks in the playoffs?
Here's
in
how
too?
I remember Pat Riley.
Of course, you got to put the pain with the great.
Showtime Lakers, right? Miami Heat. resigned by fax.
Oh, get out of here.
And then he was on that team with against the all-black team at Texas State.
Yeah, he was at Kentucky.
The poll should be, it should be two things. It should be, do you know, what should be the top of Pat Riley's resume? Coach of the Showtime Lakers or running the Miami Heat?
He was the creator of that. Somebody says, so Showtime Lakers, you think Magic, Kareem.
Agreed.
Lakers have so much history. Heat history is Pat Riley and D-Wade.
That texture's not wrong.
Somebody also said, Karl Malone, Steve Nash, and Gary Payton didn't win a ring with the Lakers.
That's because Kobe and Shaq didn't get along. You know where Gary Payton did win his ring? The Heat. That's right. By the way, do you think that Goran Dragic wanted the velvet bag trick? Bit, please. He goes, Gogi, we traded for you. I don't do the bag trick for guys I'm re-signing. Please, Bet, do the trick. Please. Please. Do the thing. And he goes, oh, all right. And then comes Chris Quinn in with the bags. Here it is. Velvet bag trick, Gogi. Yes, I like it. We're going to get one of these.
All right. I got
that
you.
Threshold. The tax threshold.
So mad at you.
What?
Showtime. Why? Lakers. Hit the
bricks. He is.
Hit the bricks.
Just like Phil Jackson is known for the Bulls, Pat Riley is known for Showtime Lakers.
Because he's just a Bulls. Because with the Lakers, like for the Lakers. It's because it's two different things, right? With the Lakers, first of all, he's the second guy to do it, so it's not as special for Phil Jackson. All right, all of the things with the Lakers are secondly famous, but with the Heat and Showtime Lakers, they're on the same plane, baby.
All right.
I think of Phil Jackson more as a Spirit Quest guy than I do think of him winning titles with the Bulls.
He is a hippie.
So you think of him as purely a motivator, not the triangle offense.
Oh, you mean the triangle offense that he stole? Yeah.
Tex Winter.
Didn't give the Tex Winter just sitting there and taking it while Phil Jackson takes all his credit. Now, did Pat Riley take Showtime from Dr. Jack Ramsey? Yes. Yes, he did. But he's admitted it.
No, if everybody knows, then where the triangle offense came from. If everybody knows, then
they don't. They all think it's Phil Jackson. Highfalutin hippie.
Well, you don't say Jack Ramsey in the Showtime Lakers. You say
they should.
Pat Riley.
Thunder. Leonard.
I heard he used to drive from Naples for every home game.
Is that true?
I think so.
That's crazy. What a G. All right, we'll take a break. I want to get to this story, by the way, of a Heat player who's upset with people not wearing masks. We'll tell you about it next.
15 minutes.
Bam, bam. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Taking you up until 10 o'clock today. I don't know what's on after us. I forget, Robbie. What are they doing?
McAfee.
Oh, Pat McAfee, yeah. Now, just so you guys know, Zaslow and Jethro aren't canceled. They're just on vacation, you know. They need to take all this time off during a pandemic to do what, I don't know. You know, take a 3-day weekend every now and then. No shame in recharging your batteries, but God, a week off. Jesus.
Yeah,
what are you doing there?
It made that caller Keith very upset.
Keith was. Do we have that clip, Robbie? Were we rolling on that at the time?
Oh, we were rolling at the time.
We were. If we can get that, that'd be fantastic. Because right. that guy was. He was so upset with Zaslow and Jethro having the gall to take a week off from the station and leaving them with a bunch of Sully and Murphs to celebrate Cam Newton going to the New England Patriots. So. We'll bring that for you in just a matter of minutes. But I wanted to get to this story. So, Leroy, you know a lot of the mask thing has been a big, unbelievably has been a big big topic of debate. Hotly contested, if you will. But You know,
and I
certain
people muzzled like I will a not be dog.
That guy. But, you know, certain people, when they come correct, when they tell you, hey, just chill out, you should probably listen, right? Like, they're not getting outraged by a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And so when I saw this, I knew that this had reached enough already. Enough is enough. So have you seen the video? Have you seen the video of the guy from Walmart who tries to shove the person and then ends up falling to the ground?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen that video?
No, I haven't.
Hold on. Let me get that for you.
Man, like I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, agreed. You ever do something just in society, whatever? You do something out of the common courtesy for others that you don't necessarily feel that you should have to do, right?
Agreed.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time that you want to show courtesy, so you do something. For example, when you sneeze, you throw the old elbow up, right? Even if it never gets, even if it doesn't get there in time, right?
Right. Just
you
try.
Just want to show that, hey, man, sorry, I just sprayed everybody, but it came quicker. You saw the arm moving, and they go, yeah, man, sorry, that's okay. Appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like you try and throw up your Bobrovsky stick, try and stick save in a
right.
Butte.
Oh no! If you're doing that, it's just you getting
what?
Everybody.
No, yeah. don't.
If you
say
name
that.
Bob with blocking, yeah, no, nah, dude,
hey, jerk.
I'm just saying, he earned it.
No. I didn't like it. Now, do you have this? Is the video I sent you. Check out, buddy. Karan Butler tweeted this video out. It's been making the rounds a bunch of places, but it's a guy trying to walk into a Walmart, and a dude's trying to body check him, and the guy goes down in a heap. Goes down in a heap, Leroy.
Wait, what is he? Wow.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Goes down hard, right? Embarrassing for him.
No. Nope.
So... He's relentless.
Yeah. Wait, so now you put the worker in a bad spot because he
right.
can't just grab him.
I think the worker should be allowed to do that, by the way. Just shove him out like a bouncer.
For the purposes of, here, they have this thing in golf, right? And the thing in golf is this. When you call a penalty on somebody, it's not because you have something against that person. But you are protecting the field, right? When this guy is keeping somebody out of Walmart who's not wearing a mask, he is protecting everyone else. All the other people that are in the store wearing a mask.
Right.
And this guy, he's protecting him too. So I'm like, wait a minute. Like, and first, here's what I don't understand. Right? If you guys want to know if Black Lives Matter or if black people feel threatened in certain situations, would a black person do that?
Oh, no.
Right.
Black lives
right.
matter to me.
That's the point. That's the whole, this right here is actually, what in the hell
yep.
would make this guy think that he could just go up in there all old and white and just do what the hell he want to, right? Because that's another reason why he didn't just get knocked out, right?
Oh, because
that's
he's
another
old?
Reason why the guy that's trying to keep him out have to keep his hands up, so it doesn't look like he's doing anything aggressive. Meanwhile, this old white dude is acting crazy.
Tell you what, this old white dude would have been a terrible pass rusher. Just hit him with the spin move. You're out. You're good.
Spin move, really?
Spin move,
dude.
Or the swim.
The swim?
The
well,
swim.
Look, if they had COVID on the floor, he got it. Because he did a phase plant.
Well,
like,
anyway.
Isn't that difficult?
Well, this is what gets to the heat outrage. So, Karan Butler, former Heat player, he says, just wear a damn mask. Hashtag mask up. And Goran Dragic has weighed in. Gogi. And you know if you've upset Gogi. How cool is Goran Dragic? I mean, nobody, what gets a rise out of that guy? Goran Dragic feels like, hey, if you give him the wrong order at a restaurant, hey, no big deal, buddy. Please, just give me something. Just bring me what I ordered. No big deal. All right? As cool as it gets. Goran Dragic has weighed in, and he says, what's wrong with people?
It's hilarious. It's like Gogi. Like at some point, is everybody else in the store looking at this guy going, man, he got issues, right?
That's Goran outrage. He goes, what?
Right.
What's wrong with people?
That's it.
He walks to the Heat facility and he says, Jimmy, you see this man? No mask. What's wrong with people, man?
Oh boy.
Maybe we should just have Goran as like the guy. Maybe if Goran did the mask PSA, everybody would wear the mask. Or do you think people would say, shut up, you're not from here, you Russian?
That's what they would say.
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
You think you could just come here and tell us what you want? Why don't you tell that to Putin? He goes, I'm not from Russia, I'm from Slovenia. Completely different, man. Why you say jerk things?
He wouldn't say that. Like, is he the nicest like person from those parts? Like,
I don't know, all while
being hilarious, saying it with a straight face.
All
you're
of it.
Banged,
right?
Robbie, so we teased this earlier. If you guys missed a damage is done, my friend today. Very heated as we took a call, a rarity on this show. We had a texter ask, can he please call in and give his thoughts on damages done, my friend? And we said, of course, open policy. So he rang up our hotline and this is what he had to say. Damages done, my friend. Let's go out to Keith and see what he has to say. Keith, damages done, my friend. What do you got?
Hey guys, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. Good. How are you?
I got this irritated Jonathan Dazzle and Amber Wilson who decided to take a vacation during a
hold
pandemic.
Hold on, pause it, Robbie. Pause. What is wrong with you?
It's Tuesday.
You're just ready for the show to be over?
No, I don't know what happened. I don't know why I responded. Robbie, did you even catch that?
I did.
Oh my god.
I'm talking to a replay.
Oh god.
I knew when I was doing it. I'm like, hey, this is a tape. This is tape.
He already knows my response.
Man, I bet you you've never done that before.
That's a first. I've misspelled. I've misspoke.
Especially on live radio. I've never talked to a recording.
I've never talked to something that already happened. Holy crap. All right. Let's try this again. Earlier on the show today, during Damage is Done, my friend, our caller, Keith, he said he had to get this off his chest, so we gave him the phone line, which we don't use very often, but maybe we will more. Well, maybe not, because Keith is a little irresponsible with the language. But Keith was hot and bothered, very upset with Zaslow and Amber deciding they could just take a week off in the midst of a pandemic, so much so it brought him to foul language. Let's go out to Keith and see what he has to say. Keith, damage is done, my friend. What do you got?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
I got this irritated Jonathan Zaslow and Amber Wilson who decided to take a vacation during a pandemic. I don't know where they have to go. And they leave us. They said they're the greatest show ever. Better than Dan Le Batard, even though Dan Le Batard's working. And I don't know where they decided to go, but they left us with Boston Radio yesterday listening about Cam Newton all day.
Oh,
they're sitting here texting, oh, we'll be back next week. We're sorry. No, damage is done, my friend. I don't know what you guys think you are. That's it.
Oh, man.
You guys sit here and talk about Tobin and Leroy. I see them working.
Dude. Like,
oh man, that's
I don't
so
know
good.
What happened. The by the way, the texts are just unbelievable.
They're lit up. They're
you guys
lit up
right have now. No like, man, player made a mistake. Sorry. Wow.
Zazzle, never. Please don't take any more time off. We can't have cursing on the radio.
False start. Oh, horde.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know what I was thinking. I like you said, hey, let's replay this from earlier.
But then again, you know, the guy's a regular listener to Azazo and Amber. He probably gets inspired because of this.
The host.
I know. This is what happens when Amber just spits foul language all over the radio. Every listener just thinks they can go willy-nilly, say whatever they want.
Oh, dump.
Oh, man, my
stomach
hurts. How
about that delayed reaction?
Oh!
Oh! Dump!
Oh, my goodness.
Like J.R. Smith forgetting the score in the finals. Amber Wilson forgetting what words you could say on the radio.
Oh,
somebody say, why do you need a vacation from working at home? What do you do when you work from home, go on vacation? You go to the office?
Text writes in, bro, Leroy is deep in the pandemic.
Dude, I don't know.
He's tired. He had to save a puppy from killing itself in the bed yesterday.
No, dude, no lie. He was in that crack like it was just sleep time. Like, he wasn't even like, he was happy. I was more nervous than he was.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll take a break. We're back after this.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. Good. How are you?
I got this irritated.
Did I just
Jonathan
answer like we were doing live?
Hey, a reminder, you guys can listen to us on the radio.com app. Download the app, make the ticket your favorite station, sign up for notifications, never miss a great guest or moment. Don't forget to check out the radio.com rewind feature. You go back, you listen to the show at any time you want. Download the radio.com app now, subscribe to the Tobin and Leroy podcast, put up 4 episodes every single day. Interviews are up there as well. Specialty segments, and subscribe to the show on YouTube. A lot of people requesting last segment on YouTube. I will put that up later. Leroy talks to a recording. A tweeter writes in. He says, I bet Leroy used to talk to voicemails back in the day when people called his house. Nah. I don't know about that, but my mom is, she'll leave some lengthy voicemails like she's talking to me on the other side. I'll look, because you know you get like on voicemails now, Leroy, or for a while we've been able to get the total time. And I'll look down after my mom called, and it's like a good 3-minute ones. I'm like, oh, buckle up. And I need to listen to it, too, because my mom will ask me if I listened. I was just like, I better have taken notes.
Will she box you in if you don't listen?
Oh, she's like,
I got to tell you, most people know me, know leaving me a voicemail is useless. Because if I see that I missed your call, I just call you back.
Yeah. I like the person too. You ever get a missed call from somebody, and so you call them back because maybe they're like that. They're not voicemail people, and you call them back, and I'm like, hey, who's that? But you don't know who it is. So you're like, hey, who's this? And they're like, you called me. I'm like, no. You called me. I'm calling you back. And so they think that they got the power play now because you called them on the wrong number.
Oh,
hate that.
Hey guys, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man.
Good.
How are you?
I got this irritated.
Did I just answer like
Dazzle
we were doing live? You think? Question: if I wouldn't have said nothing, would it have gotten by?
I
think
you
it would have gotten by. It would have gotten past me. Yes.
I saw you do it on video. I was like, because I have the Skype. I don't know if Robbie would have heard it, because it is, you almost like sync it up perfectly with the last, with the actual live clip.
When the last I've seen this. So it was like a retake.
You guys want to hear the original without Leroy talking to the computer?
Yeah, don't talk. Let's hear the original clip. Let's go out to Keith and see what he has to say. Keith, damage is done, my friend. What do you got?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you? All right. That's just clean. Now here's the clip with Leroy talking to a recording.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you? It's very subtle.
Because I kind of caught myself.
Oh.
Yeah, like, hey, dummy. You already talked to this guy.
Oh, man. That's something.
I got this irritated.
Did I just
Jonathan
answer like
Dazzle
we were doing live?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Oh, man. All right. Look, that's a good way to punctuate this. So if you missed earlier, we had Dolphins defensive tackle Devon Godchow. He was fantastic.
Yes.
He was a really cool dude. Talked Brian Flores, the Dolphins' new additions, all things that a Dolphin fan would want to hear from Tua versus Burrow. Tried to drag him into that. So if you guys missed that, here is Devon Godchow, and we will leave you with that for today. This guy is an absolute menace up the middle, Leroy. How about this? I saw this up on Twitter, Leroy. How would you like to know this? That Devon Godchow, 32 stops against the run in 2019, most among interior defenders. The man is an absolute menace up the middle, and we appreciate him joining us. Devon, thank you for the time, man. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me, man.
So that was an impressive stat that I just read, man. You were an absolute mess, and I saw you on Twitter say this is just the start. I guess from the buildup that you've had of your career, how is that confidence coming along? Just year after year, more experience in the league. What do you feel like that next step's going to be for you?
I mean, man, it starts, you know, the whole thing starts by training in the offseason, you know, eating right, you know, like taking care of your body, you know, with treatment and things like that. But I think for me, like, the next step is just, you know, build on, you know, last year and continue to prove, you know, continue to work on things like pass rush and just continue to be a great leader on the field.
How difficult is it with, you know, the COVID and not being able to go with the around the facility? And I know, you know, one of the things for me was going to the facility got me in the right frame of mind, even when I didn't want to. And you weren't able to do that. So how difficult was it just doing it around your house or finding something to do that way?
Man, it's tough, man, because you got to motivate yourself, you know. But I look right at myself as, you know, self-motivation. But, like, you know, not being in the gym, not really working out, man, you got to motivate yourself, tell yourself you got to do it. And, you know, like, someone's always watching. I kind of, like, had that same mindset all the time. You know, I got up, you know, every morning, you know, and made sure I got to work out and made sure I was active. Because I know, you know, like, when I go back, I don't want to be, you know, out of shape and things like that. So I think, you know, when you have things like that to motivate you, I think it's, you know, pretty much self-explanatory to get up and go work out.
Speaking of working out, I don't know, Devon, have you seen this Coach Flores this offseason? I saw him at these press conferences. Dude looks like he's like deadlifting a gazillion pounds out there. Have you seen what's Coach Flo like in the weight room? Because this man looks like he's throwing it up, man. Those shoulder shrugs, though, are no joke.
I haven't saw him much in the weight room, but I can just talk about him on the field, man. I mean, he's a, you know, I mean, like, you're going to get from him every day, you know, he's going to be consistent with you. You know, he wants competition. He wants guys to compete at practice at a high level each and every day instead of bringing guys in for other guys to compete with. And, you know, like, he just wants the best, man. You know, like, mental toughness, physical toughness. And you want a disciplined team, you know, and a smart team. So, I mean, I just think, you know, when you add all those things, all those intangibles to a football team, I mean, that's the things that you need to win. I mean, and you know, everybody, you know, accordingly, you know, everybody wants to win a Super Bowl.
Now, I'm curious about this. I know when I first got into the league and I got to Cleveland, I had always won, had success in Michigan, had success in high school. Cleveland had success before I got there. In my first year, we went 3-13. When your season started, with all the positivity you guys had going into camp, and then you have 15 new guys, and the season starting off the way it was, how tough was that?
Man, it's very tough. I was telling you, guys, many guys on the team, no disrespect, I didn't even know their name.
Oh, man.
Towards the season, because, I mean, we were just picking up guys week in, week out. But, I mean, we tried to find guys that, you know, match our team, that match our chemistry, that match our toughness. So, I think, you know, when he did that, you know, he was, you know, sending a point, you know, he was just letting guys know that, you know, like, this is the way it's going to be. You know, I mean, like, whether you in or out, you know, so I think, you know, once you add things like that, I mean, you kind of, you know, take serious notice, like, okay, man, this guy's not playing no game, which is Coach Flo. I mean, so you take those intangibles, you know, and bring them in the season, you know, with add new guys and things like that. I mean, you know, you have to be on your P's and Q's, which, you know, if not, I mean, you can be going too. But I think when you have a coach like that, man, it just makes you play at a high level. And the coach, you know, he wants the best out of you each and every week. So I think he makes you play at a high level.
Well, you guys, like, I mean, I know that a lot of the media doesn't get into you, but everybody was kind of given the idea that the Dolphins were, quote unquote, tanking last year. And, like, when it was brought up to him, he felt like you heard him feel physically ill in his answers. Like, I don't even want to hear things like that. And, like, we're all just kind of learning about it. We're watching Coach Flo. But, like, I remember, like, really, we were talking about the first week after, like, he tore into an official. Like, he absolutely ripped into him. Like, did you guys see that fiery stuff, or did that even, like, catch you by surprise? Like, whoa, like, he gets after the officials. That guy goes to bat for us.
I mean, I didn't really see him get after the official until, like, the New York Jets game in New York, you know. I don't like to use the words cheating, but they cheated us. I mean, let's be honest. They gave us a bad call towards the end of the game. But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's football. But, I mean, when you have a guy like that that's going to fight for his players, I mean, you want to go out there and give 110% each and every play because you know your coach is going to have your back if the referee makes something wrong or something happened in the game. So, I think, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm always serious, but that's like self-explanatory. But, I mean, when you have a guy like that that's going to go to battle for you, man, and, you know, have your back, you know, day in, day out, man, you know what I mean? You got to love that, you know, as a player.
We're talking to Devon Godshall. Join us. So give us a little talk about this. So during the off season, I'm sure you're trying to get some things going, and I understand that you're into gaming. That you checked out this thing, this Ultimate Gamer. I went to this event too, man. Yeah. This thing was crazy. It was like WWE brought to gaming. So what was your time like at the event, and like how much do you get into this with the video games and all that type of stuff?
I mean, I didn't really play the Call of Duty because I'm not all that, you know, I'm solid, but I'm not like Kyle Van Noy. You know, he loves Call of Duty. I mean, he's like got his whole headset. He got his whole screen. I mean, he loves Call of Duty. But I'm a big like Madden guy. I don't really care for NBA 2K, but I'm a big Madden, NFL Madden. So, I mean, I had a chance to battle a guy there, you know, end up beating him, of course, you know. But I think, you know, I mean, I think it was a pretty awesome event, man, to put on like for the fans, for the guys who love the, you know, game a lot, you know. Awesome event, you know, had a couple people there. So I think it was awesome for me to show my face there and to, you know, game with the guys and to meet new people and to meet, you know, to learn things that they love about games that I do too.
You like, since you've been with the Dolphins in your young career, man, like you really have been a guy who seems like he's out in the community. You're one of those guys who, you know, it seems like you're in touch with the fans, all that type of stuff. Were you always like that in college, or did you make an effort like you wanted to be like that when you got to the pros? Where did that stuff come from for you?
Nah, I wasn't like that in college. I'm not even sitting here like I wasn't like that in college. I was kind of like, I wouldn't say like shy, but I'm just a guy like, you know, I'm just about my business. You know, I don't really talk a lot. You know, I'm all about action. You know, so I mean, I think, you know, like when I got to the lead, it just kind of, you know, just hit me like, okay, like the fans are important. You know, like the fans, you know, come and watch this play. So maybe after the game, I can get one of my pair of cleats, a pair of gloves. You know, like it wouldn't help. Then I really started getting into it. You know, seeing guys like Kenny Stills, you know, Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Miami Dolphins, things he did in the community. I'm like, okay, I want to be that guy too. So, you know, my second year really hit me. Then my third year, then it really took off.
What was it like? Because Leroy, you know, he tells me about like football was like in Louisiana. What was it like growing up playing high school ball there, but then going to LSU and just,
man,
you know,
staying in the best state for football? It's hands down. Hey. Louisiana's the best state for football.
I was telling him, I say, you go to a high school game down here, you get 2,000 people, everybody excited. I said, man, when I was at St. Louis, we averaged like 15,000 to 20,000 just for the
man.
Band.
Especially the year I came out of high school, like in the New Orleans area, and like where I'm from, Plaquemine, you know, like around by Baton Rouge, you know, but the New Orleans, when they had St. Louis, they had Leonard Fournette, and you know, you had Edna Carr, had Speedy Knowles, you know, so I mean, it was, I mean, 2,000 in the game, I mean, that was light. I mean, that was life for those games. I mean, and then you see people at these games, like, oh, it's packed, man, in Louisiana, man, that's normal, special. I think high school in Louisiana, they kind of downgraded a little bit, but like the year when, like, 2011, when you had Jeremy Hill, Kenny Hill, all those guys, and then 2012, 2013, 2014, my year, you know, man, high school in football in Louisiana was, man, I mean, Friday nights, man, I'm telling you, it was special.
I want to get this out right now. Because I've been making a point about this. The Dolphins have signed all these cornerbacks and safeties and DBs. Will you please let these people know, with no pass rush, they are average?
100%. Any DB.
Any DB.
Like, I'm not saying about, I mean, you look at, you know, like, I mean, you got to have that 1-2 combo. You know, you look at Jalen Ramsey with Jacksonville. You have 4 Pro Bowlers on the D-line. Calais Campbell, Malik Jackson, Yannick Ngakoue. I mean, you had, you know, still guys like Dante Flower. You had Marcel Darius. So, I mean, you had Pro Bowl players on the D-line. So, I mean, then you look at a guy like Richard Sherman when he was with Seattle. Richard Sherman when he was with the 49ers. Nick Bosa, Dee Ford, Eric Armstead. You know, I mean, I could go on and on. DeForest Buckner, you know, I mean, so. Well, then when he was – Richard Sherman was blessed to have – and Richard Sherman is great. I love Richard Sherman. I love his attitude. I love his work ethic. I love everything about him. You look at Seattle, Michael Bennett, Cliff Averill. I mean, he had dudes and he had dogs in front of him. He had guys who we up by 21, let's go get the quarterback. That's all. And even when you're not up by 21, they go and hunt the quarterback. So, I mean, Richard Sherman was blessed with, you know, with great guys. And, you know, Rich, I mean, you look at Jalen Ramsey with the Rams, like he got that beast in front of him. You know, he got Aaron Donald. So, I mean, you know, you really have to be blessed with, you know, with great D linemen. And if you're a D lineman, you got to be blessed with great guys in the back end that can make him hold the ball for 3-4 seconds.
Now, when you saw these signings, you know, did you think, okay, that means we got to do something up front?
Oh, 100%, man. We had a Shaq Lawson. We had Emmanuel Agba. You know, I'm excited about both of those guys on the edge. So, and then you got, you know, me in the middle. You got Christian Wilkins. You got, you know, a couple more guys. So, I mean, I'm very excited about it. You know, I'm very excited about the season, man. You know, like no one's going to win a Super Bowl today, you know. So, that's why, you know, as a team, you know, you want to still work, you know, even though with this pandemic, you want to still work. You want to still make sure you're working out because, you know, everybody have the same common goal. And it's the common goal. I mean, if you tell me that you don't have this common goal, then you're lying. Every common goal is to win a Super Bowl. I mean, everybody worked this hard to win a Super Bowl, you know what I mean? And everybody have, you know, individual things they want to achieve, like Pro Bowl, All Pro, you know, Hall of Fame, all that other stuff. I mean, which is great, you know what I mean? I mean, in my opinion, that's why you play the game. But, I mean, I feel like the common goal is to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, to look back 30 years, 40 years from now and be like, okay, me and, you know, like, we won a Super Bowl with Coach Flores. I'm going here speaking into existence. We won a Super Bowl with Coach Flo. You know, I mean, look back 30, 40 years, you know, when you have like a, you know, like a, you know, like a reunite, you know, coming back to the Miami Dolphins, you know, stadium, and you look at it like, okay, we got our banner hanging up, you know, 30 years ago, we won a Super Bowl.
What was your first reaction when you saw the news that Cam Newton signed with the Patriots?
I mean, I love it because I love competition. So, I mean, you know, I think, you know, I'm very excited for him, you know, signing. I think it, you know, it was too long. He should have been signed with somebody. But I mean, that's on another note. But I mean, he, you know, I'm very excited for him. I'm very excited to compete against him. You know, and the thing about why I'm so excited because I know he's hungry, and I know he have that, you know, he have a monster over that head coach who's really good at what he does. So I mean, I'm excited about it.
Give me a feeling of this. So I know your guy's Joe Burrow because, you know, he won a national championship for your beloved LSU Tigers. Mm-hmm. But you guys drafted Tua Tagovailoa. So who you got? I mean, straight up, Joe Burrow or Tua Tagovailoa?
What?
Come on, man.
I'm making
it. Gonna put pressure on me like
I'm
that.
I'm putting pressure on you, Devon. Let's go. Come on.
No, wait, don't answer it. Let me tell you about this trickster. Right? Yeah. I deal with this every day.
He must think I'm a rookie or something.
No, he just wants to turn around and look at me and say, see, yeah. Even Joe Burrow's guy likes Tua. That's what he wants to do.
He don't must think I'm a fool or something.
Yep, don't let him get you. Don't let him get you. I got a question for you. Am I old because my favorite game is Mortal Kombat?
Because you old because your favorite game is Mortal Kombat. No, you like games. Like, the guy I was playing with at the Ultimate Game thing. Man, this guy had to be like 40 years old playing, you know, he loved Madden, he loved Dragon Ball Z. He loved all that, you know, like, I mean, so you're not old because you love Mortal Kombat, no.
You know, I never, when I got married, my kids never saw me play football, right? Yeah. So for my son to see me on Madden, he flips out. He's like, man, I said, I used to play football, right? Like, I have to, like, prove to him that I actually play. It's a crazy thing.
Yeah. It's not bad that you like Mortal Kombat. I mean, it's got guys who, you know, older than you still play games.
How much trash talking are you doing during gaming?
I do a lot of trash talking when I'm playing video games. I do a lot. Like, I make guys feel bad, especially when I'm up.
Yeah, because they can't hit you.
Are you talking as much trash as your guy Devontae Parker is on Instagram?
Hold up. You said what?
I said, are you talking as much trash as your guy Devontae Parker is on Instagram?
Man, I mean, he had a great year, man. I mean,
he had a great year. I like the fact that he's getting to Peacock a little bit.
He had a great year. You know, I'm excited about it. I mean, I'm excited about him talking. You know, as long as he backs it up, I'm excited about it.
Well, Devon, we're looking forward to your season, man. It's you had a good year last year, and I know you got a lot of big expectations. You mentioned all the signs, a lot of big things to come. So thanks for spending some time with us, man. We really appreciate it, and all the best this year, man. Stay healthy, you and your family. Stay healthy in the midst of all this craziness, and we're looking forward to watching you play.
Thank you, my guy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty.
All right. See you, man. I think he,
I wasn't gonna let you get that.
I think we know. No. We know that he thinks Tua is better than Joe Burrow.
I think we know. No, you. I had to cut him up, but then you know he said he must think I'm an amateur. So he was hip to your game.
Too. Nah, he's good with the media game, man. He knows.
Hey,
he knows.
You are now throwing silly sauce. The silly sauce frequently came out during interviews.
My silly sauce knows no shame.
None. Zero.
Thanks to Devon Godshaw for joining us, and we'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.